Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team is coming off of a bye weekend. And before that, a great series against the top-ranked Badgers. Looking back on last weekend, do you wish your team had been in action after that weekend against Wisconsin?
Well, I mentioned at Tuesday's press conference, certainly when you get to this point, you're playing well, you want to keep, you prefer to just keep playing, because you're in that rhythm. But at the same time, it was came at a good time just in terms of giving everybody a break mentally, physically, opportunity to run home for those that live close enough. And, we came back, had a really, really good week of practice, and I know the group's really looking forward to getting back on the ice today against a tough Mankato team.
Looking back on that series against Wisconsin, got a chance to give Kerrigan Dowie a chance to play between the pipes, and of course your team came out of that one with a point. First team this season that has stolen a point from the Wisconsin Badgers in the shootout. Looking back on that weekend, though, what did you learn about your team?
Well, we don't look at it stealing. We thought we deserved it. We thought we went and played really, really good hockey and felt we should have got more than one point based on how we played. But, again, just real proud of the group in terms of their focus, their preparation. They stayed in the moment the entire weekend. Certainly we're not intimidated at all. Just went out and played our game. And to us as a staff, that was the encouraging thing. And, the message is that's how we have to play all the time. Again, it shouldn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing. You just go out there, and I thought the key was we had our feet moving, we got pucks deep, we worked hard. And, that's nothing. That's not anything real fancy. That's just kind of a mindset and an attitude, and that's something you can always control.
Well, hockey is a bit of a mental game as well as physical, but you come into this weekend playing the WCHA's seventh place team. Obviously, looking at the Mankato Mavericks, they've struggled this year, but you can't look past anybody, can you?
Oh, absolutely not. With time and again, that's a lesson that a lot of teams have earned, learned the hard way. You got to be ready to play. It doesn't matter where you're at or who you're going against this league. If you don't have your A game, you're in trouble because they've got some talented players. Obviously, led by Fleming, a freshman who's very, very skilled. But you just look at their lineup. I mean, it's just a lot of players that have played a lot of hockey in this league. Again, well coached, and they're out there. They're trying to do the best they can. So it's a matter of us just going out and playing our game, but we realizing that we have to be at the top of our game. Again, there's no guarantees in this in hockey, Kelly. You know that. But we always preach that if you go out and play as hard as you can, you're always going to have a chance. And that's what we're going to have to do today.
What did you tell your team as they were headed on that bye week to kind of prepare them for that practice coming back?
Well, I just remind them what an exciting time of the year it is. I mean, this is it doesn't get any better than this. We got six games to go. We're in a race for home ice. We have our sights set higher than that. We realize we're going to need a little help if we want to get any higher than fourth. But bottom line is we control our own destiny in terms of being able to get home ice. We're in fifth right now. We're 4 points back at Duluth. So I said, this is what it's all about. If you can't get fired up this time of the year, you're playing for something. So go home, relax. Like I said, just get refreshed, but come back Monday anxious and ready to go. And they certainly look like that all week in practice.
Like you said, you come into this weekend 4 points below UMD. They're off this weekend. Of course, it's going to come down to that final weekend of hockey. How exciting is it for your team knowing that it's basically in your fate?
Well, it's again. Yeah, as a player, you always like to have that destiny in your own hands. You're not scoreboard watching. You're not looking for anybody else to help you out. You know it's in your hands. And again, we've all year long. This group's come ready to play. They've battled and through great leadership. Nothing's ever given. But I'm pretty confident that we're going to go out and do the best we can to give ourselves the best chance to get points this weekend.
One thing I brought up to Emma Terrace at Media Day was the fact that your team may have, every team has that top line, but your team has gotten scoring from all four lines, and it's something that really has shown as of late here. How important is that balanced scoring this late in the season?
Well, it's tremendously important. I think a lot of times people will look at the line chart and just picked 1, 2, 3, 4 as the order of a line in terms of their talent, but you know, with our group, you know, you look at it. Certainly, we've got scoring from all four lines, but. You know, if anybody thinks Kiki Radke, Haley Mack, and Abby Haluska is a third line, if that's the way they play it, they find out real quick that they're a handful, and that's it gives us a lot of flexibility. It also gives us some peace of mind. We can roll lines against anybody else's top line, knowing that we can make teams defend. And certainly, same thing with Claire and Emma and Paige. I mean, that line's been outstanding for us. And again, if they look at this and say, well, we got to stop Emily Berglund's line, and they put their checking line out against them, well, that we have two lines right behind that they're going to give any team fits. So, but bottom line is when we're playing well, it's all five people on the ice involved. Our defense have done a great job all year long, and certainly it will be important this weekend to get involved as well.
Well, you've got a couple of freshmen also on defense that have stepped up this year. Mac Lange, not surprised. We expected big things, but Tina Campa, despite her size, she's out there. She battles. Talk about your defense and what their role is here today.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. No question, one of the strengths of our team is our decor. They all move well. That's the big thing. They're good skaters. They're good puck movers. And all of them can certainly add offense. You talk about Tina, no question. I'm not sure she's quite 5 feet, but she's playing a top four role for us on defense. And in this league, that's really, really impressive. But her strengths are her skating. You watch her move, and when she has the puck on her stick, she about every time makes the right play with it. So certainly going to be really, really important this weekend, obviously defending first and foremost and getting our offense started. But also in the offensive zone, getting involved.
What is a key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think first our start is going to be really, really important. We have not played now since the Wisconsin series. Mankato obviously played last weekend, so we got to get into that game mentality. And get ourselves into a game right away. So I think the start is going to be big. And we talk about having a good start all the time, but we need to push the pace. We want to play with a motor. I think we need to want to take the game to their goalies, whoever's playing. It looks like Crosby might be in that tonight. What I mean by that is get pucks and people in that as often as we can. Get to that blue paint and get pucks and people there. And then puck management will be crucial. We don't want to turn pucks over and give them short ice with quality opportunities, because they're certainly skilled enough to take advantage of that. So if we're good in those three areas, it's going to really help us.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.